This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1682. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 14th, Antarctica, Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Finland, Germany, Greece, India, Myanmar, Netherlands, Papua New Guinea, Czar, Sarawak, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, Slovakia, South Carolina, Spain, Syria, Taiwan, Turkey, USA, Uruguay, Unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Dave Hughes in Kansas City. Notes on August 13th, LRA 36 Antarctica. By far the best I've ever heard them. As strong and at times stronger than the BBC on 15480. He was tuned to 15476 via the remote receiver in Twente, Netherlands. 1910 past 1925 UT. Horacio Negro in Uruguay says, unless it was just favorable conditions, perhaps they solved the energy power issues they had. They were operating on reduced power. Also in Uruguay, Rodolfo Tizzi was hearing them directly, and he also comments that they're coming in better the last few days than they had been. Try for it Monday through Friday between 19 and 21 UT on 15476. Reports from both sides of the world of a carrier but very little modulations between 9677 and 9678. In Pennsylvania, Dave Valco heard it, as he says, in HCDX, August 8th into 9th from 2335 UT, and still heard at 0200, but gone by 0300. He can still see a display of it visually on his receiver until 0630, but never any audio. David Sharp in New South Wales, also on August 8th, was hearing 9677.67 at 2015 UT. Oh, the frequency Dave had was 9677.55. Well, the obvious assumption of the identity of this carrier is the Stepanakert transmitter in Azerbaijan, as reported by Ivo Ivanov in relatively close Bulgaria. It's the 10-kilowatt unit. He also noted a strong unmodulated carrier on August 9th between 0500 and 0815, and then again at 1315 to 1505, and August 10th at 1315 to 1602. This is instead of the previous broadcast of Voice of Justice and Voice of Talishistan via that transmitter. However, Ivo Ivanov also points out something else very close to this frequency. Spurious signals from the Overcomer Ministry transmitted via Now in Germany on 9655, but the spurs are at plus and minus 23.4 kilohertz, 9678.4 and 9631.6. This is scheduled Monday through Thursday at 14 to 16. Ron Howard in California reports on the home service frequency of Bangladesh Betar 4750. He was hearing it August 11th in the clear, since Indonesia was off the air, as tipped by Wolfgang Büschel. Then on Monday, August 12th, he tuned in at 12:38 when there was the weekly news bulletin in English, sponsored by SAARC, and lasted until 12:43. Ron says, there is a new development, perhaps, according to the Alki list. English is on every day from 12:35 to 12:55. It had been on Mondays only at 12:35 to 12:42, with weather in English at about 12:52. So we need to check further to confirm that English is actually on the air every day on this service. Célio Romais forwards news from Aleix Costa in Brazil that after several months off the air, Rádio Cultura de Araraquara in São Paulo State is again being heard on the 90-meter band. In fact, it's the only active Brazilian on that band, since Radio Mundial in São Paulo has been off the air for quite a while, he says. The frequency is 3365. August 11th at 0100, I was getting the Brazilian on 11915 with a quick time signal about 5 seconds late and an announcement in Brazuguese mentioning Porto Alegre, so it was certainly the station there, Rádio Gaúcha. I hadn't heard it in a long time in the evening and suspect it has not always been active. It was slightly on the high side of the frequency. Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay says it is active from time to time, especially on Sundays with football. It's always, however, on 6,000 kHz until sign-off around 0300. On the same occasion, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania, reporting to the NASA flash sheet, also heard Rádio Gaúcha 11915 until sign-off at 0303. However, note that this was on Saturday night, UT Sunday. Ricky Leong forwards an August 12th story from the Calgary Sun that a radio station there is replacing country twang with 24-hour jokes. It's CKMX 1060, and consequently their shortwave relay CFVP on 6030. The story by Damian Wood says come September 12th, they'll jump from Yahoo's to Yuck Yucks. Rebranded as Funny 1060 AM. But Canada's only other private shortwave station is also comedy over six nights a week, CFRX 6070. I wonder if they'll be parallel, taking the same network. Ron Howard says, yes, they are in fact now owned by the same company, Bell Media. It will seem very strange not to hear the long familiar IDs for Classic Country AM 1060. It was back in July 2005 that they switched over to country music. There's a full history of the station on the website broadcasting-history.ca. Ivo Ivanov has published in DX Remix a schedule of the Cuban spy number station known as HM-01. Looking it over, I can see some patterns. There are certain transmissions airing Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday on one frequency, but Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during the same hour on a different frequency. But they're not exactly 24 hours a day. There are gaps between 11 and 16 and midnight to 05 UT. That happens to be when there is maximum demand on Radio Havana Cuba transmitters, which adds to my assumption that RHC in fact shares transmitters with the spy station. Aside from that, among the many Havana anomalies this week, on Sunday, August 11th, I noted the Esperanto service was concluding at 2202 UT on 11880, so presumably started at the unscheduled time of around 2130. On Sundays, it's supposed to be at 2230 on 15370. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington notes from the Facebook page of Radio Hami in Finland on August 14th that they're planning another transmission. August 24th and 25th, testing our new transmitter and antenna tuner. They say you might hear us on 1584 or 6170 kHz. Previously, their broadcasts on 6170, they said we're using the transmitter of Scandinavian Weekend Radio, so I wonder if that will no longer be the case, but a separate transmitter. Dennis Gibson forwards a story to ABDX from Radio Mag Online, dated July 8th. German public broadcasters plan long-wave and medium-wave shutdowns. Deutschlandfunk and Deutschlandradio Kultur will decommission their medium and long-wave transmitters by the end of next year. According to Radio NL, the money saved will go into expanding their DAB Plus capabilities. Frequencies include 153, 207, 1269, 549, 177, and 990 kHz. There's a lot more discussion of this situation, German domestic broadcasting changes, mainly by Kai Lutrich, which he kindly does in English for DX Listening Digest, under Germany and also under ZAR, S-A-A-R, which we're trying to preserve as a distinct radio country. From neighboring Bulgaria, Ivo Ivanov keeps monitoring the shortwave frequencies from Greece and says the situation is chaotic. Sometimes all three transmitters are off the air from ERT. Sometimes only some of them are missing. Sometimes there are just open carriers, and sometimes they're on the wrong frequencies, at least wrong according to previous scheduling. At ertopen.com, Alan Rowe found this news as of August 10th, but it does not mention shortwave, which I suppose from the domestic point of view is of the lowest priority. Coordinated effort to silence ERT, they are shutting down the transmitters. An operation has been in progress since yesterday, shutting down transmitters that analogically relayed programs of ERT. By taking them down one by one, the permanent silencing of ERT employees' voice is being arranged. They started from Styra at Evia, then moved on to Vitsi at Florina, then followed the transmitters at Mount Pelion and Lesvos, resulting in the Aegean ERE being silenced too. Now the TV station frequency is digitally broadcasting, and the ERT TV station at Salonika is carrying the Parliament channel. But we do not give up. We remain here and keep ERT alive against all those who ask us to let it sink into the darkness and co-sign its death certificate, enlisting ourselves in the digital television side. Every year for Indian Independence Day, August 15th, All India Radio modifies its schedule to carry live broadcasts uninterrupted of the festivities, and Joe's Jacob provided advance information a few days earlier this year on the DX India group. This involves some of the regional stations coming on the air if they're normally silent, or coming on their day frequencies earlier than usual for 0130 UT live festivities August 15th. Also, the previous evening local time at 1330, there was a speech by the president carried on many, if not all, India radio frequencies, and that involved the reactivation of Kohima on 4850, as anticipated and confirmed by Prithviraj Purkayashta in Assam. By the time you hear this, of course, it's all over, but members of the DX Listening Digest Yahoo group had all the details in advance. All India Radio's general overseas service happens to be in English, always starting at 1330 UT on three frequencies, but they did not carry the president's speech live, instead regular programming opening with the news. I could hear him on 9870, the VBS frequency, August 14th at 1330, but there was, as always, too much interference from China. From the California coast, Ron Howard was able to hear Kohima on 4850, but it was ruined by strong over-the-horizon radar from China during the entire period, covering 4750 to 4865. Victor Gunatelika in Sri Lanka reports to us August 14th from about Myanmar, ailing transmitter back on the air, which operated on 6030, 9460, and 7110, is back on as of August 14th. On the air as I write at 0430 on 9460, and at 2330 to 0130 it was on 6030. At midnight 30 UT, he was hearing all these frequencies with different programs, 5915, 5985, 6030, 6165, and with spurs, 7200. At 0430, he's hearing Myanmar on 9490, 9590, and 9730.85. He was going to check further at 1030 whether 6165 would be active or its previous frequency in the ham band, 7110, including English, at 1430 to 1500. Then at 1430, August 14th, Ron Howard confirms they are back on 6165 instead of 7110. It was last heard about December 25th, 2012, on 7110, almost daily. He contacted them by email, and they confirmed they were having transmitter problems and were off the air at the moment. Now that they've moved to 6165, they are barely heard under a strong CNR6 transmitter from China. Too bad they can't have a clearer frequency, even if it has to be in the ham band like 7110. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1682. Our website brings you a lot more information, especially the archive of DX Listening Digest at worldofradio.org. This edition is based on the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 13-33. Our thanks for financial support from Martin Gallus in Springfield, Illinois, who sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in the postal mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. The mighty KBC in the Netherlands continues to provide a good signal into North America. For their weekly two-hour broadcast, Saturday nights mostly rock music, at midnight to 0200 UT Sundays on 9925 via Germany, and including those digital texts and images Kim Andrew Elliott is providing twice during the program at around 0130 and just before closing at 0200. Kim also points out that they are asking for email to help keep them on shortwave, themightykbc@gmail.com. A weak signal, apparently from Papua New Guinea, has appeared around 3875. David Sharp in New South Wales reports it on August 9th at 10:57 UT, seemed to be in English, referring to PNG, and the NBC news theme at 11:01 UT. So it could be an NBC outlet, although other stations in PNG might be relaying news from the official network. He says it was warbly, weak, and unstable transmitter, 3874.6 variable, drifting down to about 0.57. It was still on past 1200 UT. On August 10th, he was monitoring again. It was on 3874.84 at 1102 and drifting downward with general conversation and some distortion. Did not seem to be parallel to other NBC outlets. However, at 11:57 UT, it was carrying the same program as Radio East New Britain on 3385. Then Craig Seeger reports to ARDXC it has been heard well over the past week from Darwin, good level, and also parallel 3385 with the morning program at around 19:30 UT on 3874 variable. Naturally, Ron Howard has been trying to hear it in California, but it's been just 2 weeks. August 10th at 11:10, he did find an open carrier below threshold level on 3874.6, drifting downward to 0.3 by 11:56. It never reached the level of any audio in California, by far the weakest of all the NBC stations. But which transmitter site is it? It was gone by 12:02 UT, when many of the other PNG stations go off. David Sharp replies on August 12th, all I have determined is it seems to be parallel to 3385 most or perhaps all of the time. I cannot speculate if the site is also East New Britain or if someone is relaying the station. It's highly unstable and drifts considerably. Walt Salmoniv in BC reminds us that this frequency is very close to the old one of Radio Free Bougainville, around 3880 or 3875 in the past. Ron Howard continued to monitor on August 12th, 3875.58 variable at 1149 in open carrier. It went off about 1159 around the same time as 3385, but never any audio heard. August 13th, 3875.5 variable off at 1200 UT. The closing time does seem to be mirrored by NBC East New Britain on 3385. It may be getting slightly stronger as time goes on. Last week I mentioned that Radio Free Sarawak would be resuming shortwave broadcasts. The details weren't quite in, but they were in before they actually started, and I publicized them to our group. The new schedule is 1100 to 1230 UT on 15420 via transmitter in Taiwan. You may recall they were previously using Palau, and there's still a possibility they'll go back to Palau. This started August 12th, but there were a few problems. As monitored by Wolfgang Büschel, Ivo Ivanov, and others, there was music fill, not Radio Free Sarawak, until about 1150 UT when the broadcast finally started, and it stayed on for a sesquihour until 1321. But following days, they were back to the proper schedule, apparently, of 1100 until 1230. Ron Howard in California says reception was fair to good on their first day back, but very poor on their second day. NBCDX, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria, has monitored the schedule of the buzzing service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. That is, the BSKSA transmitter, which features a buzz along with the intentional Arabic modulation. He was monitoring from July 23rd to August 3rd and found it's used as follows. With a break of a few minutes to change frequencies, I'll just give the start times. 0550 on 17730, 0856 on 17805, 1159 on 21505, 1458 on 15435, and from 1755 irregularly on 9675. Furthermore, the buzzy transmitter puts out some spurs, for example, 17708 to 17714, 17744 to 17753, 17784 to 17789, 17820 to 17827. Unless we can hear it via WRMI, Radio Slovakia International must be heard on the web. Dmitry Kotusov in Russia, Deneb Radio DX via RusDX, forwards news that they have a new website, so that's just like a frequency change. It's www.rtvs.sk for the parent organization. But now it's been simplified for the international service to www.rsi.sk. But when you enter that, you will be redirected to the really new site, rsi.rtvs.sk. George McClintock tells me that WTWW number 2 transmitter will soon be devoted 24 hours to the Overcomer once a satellite receiver is installed to replace the internet feed they've been using. So that will replace all the other programming on 9930 and 5085. The hours for Brother Stair have already expanded considerably in the daytime and in the evening. And World of Radio was no longer heard Saturday at 23:30, but we were back Sunday just before 23:30, at least one more time. The North American service of International Radio Serbia continues to be missing from 9685. English used to be at midnight 30 UT. I seem to be the only one who has reported this. Am I the only one who cares? Apparently not even IRS, since they haven't replied to my inquiry about what's happened to them. One evening, we were surprised to hear some other signal on 9685 just before 0100 UT. It was in Spanish, Radio Exterior de España, but it must have been a mistake bringing up the wrong frequency, because they do use 9685 for the hour in French until 2100, and it was gone again subsequent nights. Juan Franco Crespo in Spain says, I just finished chatting with Amelia Puga, who asked me to find out how well the signal of Radio Damascus is reaching Spanish-speaking listeners. Please send reports directly to her at radiodamasco@yahoo.com. Well, I suspect everyone must say they are not heard at all, at least not on shortwave, which has been silent for many months from 9330 and 12085. Last week I mentioned that Voice of Turkey was heard on the air a few minutes earlier than scheduled, playing Turkish music. And now I've realized that they must have deleted their longtime interval signal on a keyboard, a repetitive tune which we nevertheless enjoyed. Instead, they have something else, some orchestral music. Unfortunately, on their programs on demand, they do not include the interval signal. So listen just a few minutes before the English broadcast to North America at 2200 on 9830 or 0300 on 9515. Kai Ludwig in Germany says, I hear that circles affiliated to RFERL say that a complete reorganization of U.S. international broadcasting is underway. It's their understanding that this is not just a theoretical discussion at a political level, but already real preparations. One could get an impression this may very well be true, considering how active lobbyists have become, not even refraining from launching personal attacks, even on non-executive individuals, anonymously. There's a lot more discussion of this from AFGE Local 1812 and BBG Watch, quoted in the new DX Listening Digest. A reminder of the special medium wave DX test from 550 in Vermont I mentioned last week, just after 0400 UT, August 17th. Paul Walker has arranged two more for the following week, Saturday, August 24th, from two related stations across the Mississippi. At 05 to 06 UT, KHMO 1070 in Hannibal, Missouri. At 0630 to 730, WLIQ 1530 in Quincy, Illinois. All the details, of course, in DX Listening Digest and other medium wave bulletins. Chris Malinsky sends a notice from the FCC that the pirate in the Bronx, Radio Celestial on 1710, finally was busted by the FCC in a notice dated July 23rd, which says they were first monitored 5 years before. It took them that long to get around to busting them. Contrary to a recent article lamenting that there are no active shortwave stations in Uruguay, a pirate had just reactivated. It's a Radio Chana, varying around 5980, and apparently on the air 24 hours, but very low power, maybe 30 watts, first reported by Ernesto Paulero in Argentina on August 9th in the daytime. Unfortunately, the same frequency as Radio Chasqui in Peru. However, Chana was said to be planning to change maybe to 5950. An intriguing ID I discovered August 9th at 1328 on 11159 Upper Sideband, a new Volmet broadcast. In English, from the Royal Air Force, very similar to that heard from the UK on 11253 with airport weather conditions all over the world. But it vanished again 3 days later. Meanwhile, there had been lots of speculation and theories about where it might be coming from, but never anything definite, possibly from the western U.S. or Canada. South Americans have been intrigued by a signal that sounds like a car alarm on 22819 at various times of the day, a frequency listed for WLO in Alabama. Mike Terry forwards an article from Radio World reminding us that August 20th is National Radio Day. Let us all celebrate. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3, August 16th, 22nd, and September 1st. Solar flux peaking at 125, August 16th and 17th, dipping to 100, August 22nd and 23rd. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1682. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.